Loving God, open our hearts to hear your word. Set our hearts on fire with love for you. Stir our hearts to do your work in the world. Amen. I can still vividly remember my very first Sunday school classroom. It was a big room with tables and chairs at one end, perfect for finger painting or macaroni art or any manner of arts and crafts. And at the other end was a large rug where we would gather in a circle, and Miss Judy would tell us the stories of Joseph and Moses, David and Jesus. And one of the walls of that room was covered, completely covered by an enormous rainbow. This classroom is affectionately and appropriately referred to as the Rainbow Room. I think it's perfect that every child who enters that room to learn the stories of God's faithfulness and grace and love are greeted by this symbol of God's love. The rainbow offers a hopeful ending to a story that has a much darker beginning. It begins with God's grief. God's grief over the resistance of the human heart to God's ways. Our unwillingness, our inability to set aside our own sinful ways and be true to God. And the story begins with God's anger, a worldwide flood in which almost all of creation is destroyed. And it begins with God's desire for a fresh start. But as the floodwaters recede, God discovers that retribution hasn't solved the problem. God's heart is still grieving, still broken over humankind's hard-heartedness. And this is where the story becomes truly remarkable. If God wants to remain in relationship with creation, with humankind, the very creatures made in the image of God, then God must change. And God does. In this amazing story, God repents, turns from vindication to forgiveness, patience, and steadfast love for creation and for humanity, despite the knowledge that the human heart may never change. The creatures made in God's own image may always resist God. Yet God lays down God's weapons against creation. God hangs the bow in the clouds as a personal reminder, never again. Never again will God destroy creation. In the light of that bow, that rainbow, we are invited to see God as the one who remembers. Even in the midst of chaos, in the midst of our constant rebellion against God's ways, God remembers. A friend told me the story of a young mother who was out taking a walk with her son, and they saw a rainbow in the sky. The 4-year-old boy was amazed, captivated by its beauty. He turned to his mother and said, "Mommy, can we take that home and put it in our house?" The mother's imagination ran wild. What would it be like to literally have a rainbow in their house, on their walls, emanating from the windows and doors, shooting up out of the chimney? The house would be transformed, unable to contain the glory of the rainbow and its colors. The story of Noah and the ark is so often told as a children's story, relegated to Sunday school classrooms, nothing more than a charming story of animals and rainbows. What would happen if we let it loose? If we claimed this story as the utter foundation of how we understand our relationship with God, both as individuals and as a community of faith? What would it mean for us to put God's rainbow in our house? What could it mean to put God's rainbow in our hearts? What would happen if we allowed our hearts to be remade in the image of God's heart? If we allowed our hearts to be broken open with grief over our own hard-heartedness and the hard-heartedness of the world and its chaos? What would happen if we allowed God's steadfast love and faithfulness to shine forth in every aspect of our lives, in every interaction with every person we meet? So much of the time we make our choices based on fear. Fear of failure. Fear of not living up to expectations. Fear of being hurt. Fear of not being enough. But in the rainbow, in God's promise to all of creation, in the very first covenant between God and humankind, God's love allows us to let go of our fear. If we have God's rainbow in our hearts, we can act from a place of love, confident of God's loving presence at our side. And we can share that love with generosity and grace. Can we take the rainbow home and put it in our house?
in our hearts?
Yes. And it will transform us, make us people of light, people of love, people of God.